This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 796, Surprising Native IELTS Tidbits, Three Lessons Learned.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English with your hosts, former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer. With hundreds of band 7, 8, and 9 success stories, our strategies are the smartest in the IELTS world. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Get a fresh and native perspective today on preparing for IELTS and what to watch out for if you want to save time and avoid score-destroying mistakes. Hey, Aubrey, how's it going?
I'm great, Jessica. How are you?
I'm great. This was a crazy busy weekend. My mom was visiting. It was the last soccer game, so we had a pizza party. There was a birthday sleepover. There was like everything that could happen on a weekend all happened on Saturday. It was like all
I
in one
like
day.
Right before Halloween is one of the crazy busiest time of year. You're cramming in all these fun parties and soccer games, and I think everyone's really busy this time of year, right?
I think so, too. So, yeah. Like, as we're recording this, guys, you know, we record a couple weeks in advance. So, for us, it is Halloween this week, and it is this weird time of fall where it's like things start to get serious. Like, especially if you have a family, if you have kids, then all the fall activities are gearing up. But then as parents, you're also sort of like starting to plan ahead for Thanksgiving and Christmas and time off school and like budgeting for these holidays and stuff. It is like, it is a wild time of year here, at least in the States.
Yes. Well, and if you have your kids in sports, they're all going on right now. So yeah. You're running kids to volleyball or soccer or what they're, it's just so busy for all of the kids.
I know. And so soccer ended, but then next week basketball starts because he's
exactly.
playing basketball too. So it's like this little
You don't
window.
Even get 1 week in between.
I know. So, of course, we know that, guys, even if you're not in the States, even if you don't have kids, we know that you are super busy, too. And that is why Aubrey and I are bringing you an amazing, amazing web class. We have been talking about this, and I really hope you guys have signed up already, because I can tell you, spots are flying. Like, so many people have signed up already, guys. So make sure to grab your spot for this web class.
Yes, it's called Four Secrets to 7 or Higher in 30 Days and How Most Students Waste Their Time. So yeah, we're going to let you know what's the best use of your time. And to find it, go to allearsenglish.com/save time.
Perfect. So that's where you sign up and get more details, guys. So we're doing two classes, November 23rd and 25th. And guys, I'm telling you, if you feel like you're wasting time, if you don't have enough time, any problems you have in preparation and on the exam related to time, we're going to solve them in this web class. So one more time, guys, go to allearsenglish.com/save time. Okay, so guys, we have amazing, amazing tips for you today. Aubrey is, while she's introducing herself on the show to you guys, she is also simultaneously becoming certified in our Three Keys system. So over the next few weeks, Aubrey and I are going to share what she has learned from going through the Three Keys system as a native, no less, and seeing how difficult this test is and how important study plans and strategies are. So today,
I think I'm going to be a good example for a lot of what not to do, unfortunately. So that'll be interesting to hear.
But this is so good, though, because it doesn't matter if you're a native or not. I think if you already think you're strong in some of the skills, maybe all the skills, and even if you think you know, I could probably use a course to help me. I think this happens a lot that students might get into our course and they're like, oh, I'm already good at listening. I'm going to skip this. I'm going to skip that. And then they don't even follow the study plan. And then strategies don't make sense. And I mean, it doesn't matter what your English background is, you need a system. And so Aubrey is discovering that.
Yeah, that's for sure. Definitely.
All right, awesome. So what is this first big surprise that students might not know if they are preparing for the exam?
I discovered how extremely important it is to print all the practice exercises and all the tests and actually write on them. So I was going to do the first module, the reading module, as we drove to Zion National Park a couple weeks ago. And so I downloaded all of the videos and I listened to them on the way, and I had downloaded the test on my phone. Uh-huh. And I listened to all the modules, and then I tried to take the test without having it printed and write on it. And it was a disaster. I got a really low score.
So even as a native speaker, like, it's not that simple. This reading test is not just a reading test.
Right. So because I wasn't able to actually underline keywords, I was just trying to hold the keywords in my mind and look for them either in the answers or the text. And as you know, these big chunks of text, lots of words, it's just not easy to do.
So
if it's
words.
Not marked up at all,
yeah,
it's very
totally.
Difficult. And I was forcing myself to still do it in the amount of time given. And it was just impossible.
Impossible. That is impossible.
Impossible.
And guys, like, if you're taking the paper-based version, you have to print out all of the practice exercises, especially practice tests. You have to. There's no way around it. I see. So in the Three Keys course, we ask our students to fill out progress checks at the end of every module, because we hold you accountable, guys. You are not alone in this preparation. And we read all of the answers on there. And every week, I am always emailing students just like, I saw on the progress test that you were disappointed in your score because you hadn't printed out the stuff. Well, if you print out the stuff, you're going to have a higher score. So yeah, for sure, guys. Like, you have
well,
to
and
print,
just the importance of doing all the practice exercises, because I downloaded the video modules, but because I wasn't following, you know, the study plan necessarily, or I didn't have internet. We were in the middle of Utah, and so I wasn't able to click through and see all of the practice exercises. I hadn't printed them all out, so I just wasn't able to do them all. And to do the practice exam without doing the practice exercises was so difficult. You just can't really apply these strategies you've seen in a video until you practice them and go through the answers. It just, you really need to go through all of it. And once you have, it's easy almost, you know, it's just so much more simple and so much more clear what to do.
For sure. Yeah, no, totally. When I used to do a lot of teacher training, and I mean, it wasn't just for test prep, these were just English teachers, right, trying to get certified. The main thing that I would try to get across all the time was teach it, use it, teach it, use it. Mm-hmm. And that's the same thing that is a part of our Three Keys course, because our brains can't just like listen to something and all of a sudden be able to like magically do it perfectly. Like, I wish our brains were more like computers and we could do that, but they're not, guys. You have to let your brain assimilate and think about and absorb new ideas in different ways before you can apply them to the tough stuff, like the IELTS exam. So that's why after every single video lecture in the course, whatever skill is taught, there's a practice exercise immediately, right? Like, you learn it, you use it. That's just what we have to do. And so, guys, even if you're not a Three Keys student, which you should be, but even if you're not, you need to do this in your own preparation, right? Like, you can't just read a newspaper and then like read about something online, a multiple choice blog or whatever, and then like do a practice test. You're skipping so many steps if you're trying to do that. And then what happens is like your score is low, like what you experienced, Aubrey.
Yep,
you
exactly.
don't get the score you want, and you're like, what's wrong with me? Like, why did this happen?
I'm a native speaker. Why am I missing these questions?
Right. Yeah, it's not that easy, you guys.
No.
And just one more point about this. Like, if you're taking the paper-based version, you have to print everything out. And the computer-based version, you can still do that because it's the same strategies. So underlining keywords on a piece of paper on test day, that just transfers to highlighting them on the screen. So it's the same strategies. And just as far as like test validity, right? you're not, you have to take the test in a way that you're going to do on the actual exam day, or else it's not IELTS practice. Like, for example, doing the writing. Try not to write everything out in your notebook and like take your time to check the dictionary or check your email or whatever. None of those things you can do on test day. So don't do it in your writing practice, because then it's not IELTS practice. So just Google IELTS writing answer sheets and just print out a bunch of them. And then that also makes you realize what 250 words looks like, for example, so you don't have to count your words all the time. So test validity. Hello, awesome listeners. Are you a busy adult and do you need a 7 or higher on IELTS? Then you have to come to our web class November 23rd and 25th. Sign up and get more information. Go to allearsenglish.com/save time. Okay, let's move on to the second tidbit of information. I love that word tidbit. What does tidbit mean, Aubrey?
It's just a tiny little bit of information, something very specific. I use that word all the time.
It's yeah, me too. It's such a, and it's just fun to say.
This is
like, it's one of those words that's fun to say and will get you a higher score in IELTS speaking. Because like when we say fun words, we naturally like feel good about it. You know, we like smile
right.
and relax. All right, so second IELTS tidbit, Aubrey, what do you got?
So I also discovered the importance of checking my answers. So once I went through the practice exercises, then I can go and see what the answer should be. And it was shocking how many times mine were wrong or just off enough that it could be better, right? To increase my score. And so then once I saw the answers, to work backwards and go back, look at the question, look at the test, see, okay, the person writing this exam, how did they come up with that question and
exactly.
that answer, and see why I missed them.
Exactly, guys. So this is another, this is making me remember a lot that the teacher training that I used to do, because another thing that I always taught future teachers was to exploit everything. And this goes for learners, because you can learn so much from one activity if you carry it two steps further. So here, for example, don't just do IELTS practice or IELTS test practice and then mark your answers and then get depressed about your score and then like go do something else. Like, no, that's not enough. This is a learning opportunity. The growth mindset, if you will. So it's like after you find out which answers are wrong, you can't stop there. You have to figure out why they're wrong, right? And then
right.
like Aubrey said, I love that. This working backwards thing, right? Like actually finding the correct answer in the passage and then highlighting the keywords that match. Trying to think like, okay, what is my problem here? Is it the vocabulary, the parallel expression I didn't know? Is it a grammar problem? Did I, right? Like, why did I get this wrong? And you can learn so much from that. And as a content creator, I've written thousands of tests and I know, guys, we use the same tricks all the time. And mm-hmm. you're going to discover those the more that you look through answers like that.
Right. I started seeing similarities as I worked backwards. I would see, okay, they're using these same type of distractors, these same types of parallel expressions or the keywords. It's not always what you would think, you know, oh, this is the keyword I needed. And as I worked backwards, then I started to see that and pick that out more easily with the next set of questions I did.
Yes, exactly. Totally. I love it. Guys, there's also this idea of working backwards with like before you even do the answers, before you even try to do the test yourself, you write the answers first and then you work backwards from there. Mm. So for more information about that activity, guys, it's super useful, especially for tough questions like matching headings or true, false, not given. Check out IELTS Energy episode 618. And there's tons of useful information in there. Okay, awesome. Now, last but not least, a third tidbit, Aubrey.
Yes. So for both listening and reading, just the difference between taking a practice test before doing the modules and then again after. So for the listening, I just sort of had a list of things I needed to do, and it had been a while since I had done a learning module. And so I just took the listening test without doing any, I didn't listen to any module videos. I didn't do anything. I just took the listening test. Part of it was my ego as a native speaker. This is going to be so easy. So I didn't know any strategies. I took that French exam a decade ago. So it had been a while since I had, you know, reviewed a lot of these strategies you need for an exam like this. Totally. So I wasn't familiar with the types of questions that would be asked or the format that they would be in. And I didn't know if I would hear information a second time. And I wasn't aware to be looking for parallel expressions and distractors. And so all of these things really tripped me up. And I missed several questions that I should not have missed.
Crazy. No, yes, for sure. Okay, guys, do not do IELTS test practice before you've actually learned the strategies or like why. Like what is the purpose
it was of wasting your time? It was a huge difference. Once I went through the module and I was aware of all of that, I was aware of what types of questions, I was aware of the types of the format things would be in and if I would see it a second time or not, then it just was so much more clear and so much easier what I was going to be looking for.
For sure. Guys, like you, IELTS is so unique. And even though in our first episode we did, Aubrey, you could draw parallels, just language learning and test taking between your French experience, but IELTS is so unique, you guys. There's no other test like it. Doesn't matter what language, there's no other test like IELTS. Like the format, the question types, the strategies you need for those question types are very specific to IELTS. So definitely do not, first of all, don't like go to a test prep class or a TOEFL class and think, all right, this is all I need for IELTS. No, you need IELTS specific preparation. And definitely don't waste your time doing a whole practice test before you study anything or practice anything, because then you won't do as well.
Right. And all it's going to show you is, oh, I should have done the module first.
Yeah, totally.
It's a waste of time.
I think also if you don't get the score that you're expecting, then you get disappointed in yourself and you lose motivation. And
true,
just
it's
like,
disheartening.
Yeah, it's terrible. So don't do that, guys. So if you want access to all the same strategies and practice tests that Aubrey is talking about, you can access all of this stuff if you are a 3-key student. And as soon as you join the course, guys, you do the welcome module, get the study plan, because that is what guides you through all of the preparation, okay? Don't waste any more time. Go to allearsenglish.com/basic for the entire course, or if you want classes with an expert, go to allearsenglish.com/coach. And if you're still not sure about that, but you know you need some help, come to our free web class. Aubrey, where can students grab their spot for our November web classes?
So come to allearsenglish.com/save time.
Awesome. All right, perfect. Aubrey, thank you so much for sharing this like honest experience with us.
I had to be pretty vulnerable because I could see people judging me as a first language. Yeah, this is my first language and I really did struggle. This is a very difficult exam. And if you're not using the strategies or if it's been a while since you used these types of strategies, it's very hard and you're going to miss a lot of questions, even if it's your first language. I'm proof of that.
I love it. And guys, like, I mean, you've heard near natives on here before. There's a couple South Africans who have been on the podcast in the last year who grew up speaking English. And they're like, nope, I only got a 6 the first time. That's why I took your course. So, yes. Okay. All right. Aubrey, thank you so much for sharing your vulnerable and candid experience. And I will talk to you next week.
All right. See you next time.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.